WMFO in Medford. On the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Hopefully you're not too scared, and hopefully you're enjoying this week's show. Let me know. Go to the Strike the Box radio show group and say hello. All right, enough of me. Who do I have next coming up? I think I have some David Bowie.
Running, running, scared. medicines. Though the apostle comes, for death he cries. Lucifer invades the town through their eyes. They are condemned. They are condemned to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmer's garden. From here, I get a sweep of the whole scene. I'll give you every detail as long as I can talk and as long as I can see. The more state police have arrived. They're drawing up a cordon in front of the pit. About 30 of them. No need to push the crowd back now. They're willing to keep their distance. The captain's conferring with someone. Can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. If those creatures know what that means, what anything means. Wait a minute. Something's happening. A humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. Ah! The whole field's caught up by the woods, the barns, the gas tanks of the automobiles are spreading everywhere. It's coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
I was out on the highway just driving around when I saw a strange vision coming down to the ground. I drove to a phone and called on my best friend. He laughed and said, oh, buddy, you at it again. The invasion is coming, oh, yeah. The invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware. I called the highway patrol without a doubt. I told them just exactly what I found out. Drove through some pot, but there wasn't a trace. Then they drove away, it happened in my face. The invasion is coming, oh yeah. The invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware. It's
shoot. See me running high, trying to find a way to. So you better watch out in what you say and do. Look out, little girl, I got my eyes on you. The invasion is coming, oh yeah. The invasion is coming to give you a scare. The invasion is coming, taking over the world. The invasion is coming, so everybody beware.
Station wagon full of Fritos, go
Zello's Flying Saucer Attack. It says here 1993, but I think it's much before then. I'll have to clean that up a little later. After I get rid of all the blood around here. We started things off, though, with some David Bowie with Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. I believe we played the single version, which was 5 minutes long. It's off of the album, I think, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. Now, I'm going to butcher this name, but I believe it's Carrie Crucible with the Salem Witch Trial from 1968 on the Night Owl label. Invasion with The Invasion Is Coming from 1967. Suburban Lawns, 1981. Flying Saucer Safari off the self-titled Suburban Lawns LP, IRS Records. And as I said, we finished up with the Rizzellos, Flying Saucer Attack. We only have about 40 minutes or so left, so let's get back to the music. I think I have some Southern Culture on the Skids coming up next here on Strike the Box, the Halloween edition.
Save her prescription. Mummy. Is it dead or alive? Human or inhuman? You'll know. You'll see. You'll feel the awful, creeping, crawling terror that stands your hair on end and brings a scream to your lips. There's nothing on earth like the mummy.
You will not remember what I show you now, and yet I shall awaken memories of love and crime. And death.
Now I know his horrible plan. He is going to kill her and make her a living mummy like himself.
Last night at the museum, they were searching for a trace of the thief who stole the mummy's bracelet from its case. And now tonight the mummy's curse is on his thieving head, for the mummy's come to life, awaken from the dead.
Give me my bracelet back.
The thief who stole the mummy's bracelet gave it to his love, and now tonight she wears it while the full moon's up above. But as she dances in his arms, a chill is in her veins. She seems to hear a ghostly voice echo this refrain.
Give me my bracelet back.
At last the dance is over, it's time to say goodnight. Her lover sees her to the door, she holds him very tight. She whispers, please don't leave me. Then upon the stairs, their blood runs cold because they see the mummy standing there.
Give me my bracelet back.
The mummy, he stretched out his hand to take the bracelet back. And where his fingers touched the flesh, it began to crack. Then right before her lover's eyes, she turned to stone. At least that's what they told him when they took him to the home.
I got my bracelet back.
In the western sky, and the vampires are out on the sly. At times they have trouble finding necks to bite. That's why I concocted my new delight, my riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Jack came to me one night at 12 and said the blood bank had no blood on the shelf. I exclaimed, don't fret, I'll give you a fix of my newly regenerated mix. I gave him riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood.
Gave him riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. gives you quick relief, you see, from fang aches and corpuscle deficiency. And after consuming my laboratory brew, it'll make a new vampire of you. Drac enjoyed my brew without a hitch. Now he's one of those who'd rather fight than switch. If you're biting more next, enjoying it less, try my new non-carbonated mess. My riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Helps promote perspiration odor. It puts bad breath in ghouls. Why, our group had 21% fewer fangs.
My God, Italy, it makes a great Bloody Mary, too. Frank, you ought to try one of these things.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out, because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater. Teenagers see it first, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find
it. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation, and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the Blob. Beware of the Blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor,
right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps.
We just finished up with some Susan Surftone with Whisper of the Devil, of her Whisper of the Devil, not Devil, Devil, LP from Acme Brothers 2022. We started things off, though, with some Southern Culture on the Skids with Demon Death. It's another song I have on my compilation Mondo Bondo Boogaloo from Yep Rock Records. Lee Ross with The Mummy's Bracelet from 1958 off the Ray label. Don Henson and his Rheumaticians with riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Capitol released back in 1964. Followed up with the Five Blobs with The Blob from 1958. And in the background here is one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. Listen to Tubular Bells. Otherwise, the theme from The Exorcist. I have one of my favorite Halloween songs coming up next here on Strike the Box. It's Gin Gillette coming up next.
Thank you. king of the monsters. Alive, surging up from the depths of the sea on a tidal wave of terror to wreak vengeance on mankind.
Godzilla, king of the monsters. It's alive.
A gigantic beast.
Stalking the earth, crushing all before it.
In a cyclonic cavalcade of electrifying horror.
Raging through the streets on a rampage of total destruction.
Godzilla, king of the monsters.
Incredible titan of terror.
Wiping out a city of 6 million in a holocaust of flame.
Jet flames cannot destroy it.
Bombs cannot kill it.
All modern weapons fail.
Is this the end of our civilization? Torn from the arms of her lover by a jungle beast. King Kong.
See a battle between prehistoric monsters on an island time forgot.
A nightmare jungle creature from the primeval past stalking midnight streets.
My baby! It's got my baby!
See the thrill classic of all time, the biggest gorilla picture ever made in motion picture history.
The jungle epic that can never be duplicated.
See RKO's original...
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Go, 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 go.
And you do the gorilla by watching me now.
Go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 gorilla, go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go.
Well, listen to me, baby, and we'll do the gorilla.
Go, 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 go.
And if you do it right, oh, baby, you'll get the thrill.
Go, 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 go.
Because I do it to the monkey, and I want to see now.
Go, go, go.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, gorilla, 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 go, 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 go.
Bodies must be carried to the street and burned. They must be burned immediately. Soak them with gasoline and burn them. The bereaved will have to forego the dubious comforts that a funeral service will give. They're just dead flesh and dangerous.
There's a werewolf moon. Come and hold my hairy hand down at the Black Lagoon. I was a teenager. I was a high school monster, teenage Frankenstein. Let me take you in my arms, curse you one more time. Got a face like a dog, feet like a frog, I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans for my slimy tail. I was a body snatcher, used of sweet good green. Do you think that you would dare go steady with the thing? I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage vampire, a rock and rolling goo. Won't you let a Dracula walk you home?
home from school. Well, I lived in a hole. I looked like a mole, a horrible sight to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. I was a teenage fighter, and you're a junior miss. So give a boy tarantula your very first kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage creature. I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through. I was a teenage creature.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow, wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble abode,
wow,
to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula, and his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
Wow.
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Wow.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive,
wow,
with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Wow.
Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring.
Wow.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Wow.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
wow,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
cool.
Easy, Igor. You
monster mash
boy.
Mash cool. Monster mash
cool.
Monster mash cool.
I got a woman, she's 6'3". Ooh, buddy, what she doing to me? She got love and it's mighty strange. Vampire, that's her name. Vampire, yeah, vampire. Ooh, vampire, yeah, that's my baby's name. Late last night we were out all alone, sitting on a cold graveyard stone. Here comes Dracula and Frank. Frankenstein, looking for the sugar at supper time. Vampire, yeah, vampire, vampire, that's my baby's name. Took vampire to a rock and roll when we started to do in the stroll. Her knees started shaking, her eyeballs twitched, looked like a mummy with a symphony wrist. She vampire, yeah, my vampire, vampire, that's my baby's name. Vampire, she wants to marry me. Set up house in a cemetery, put a little coffin underneath the ground. Ain't like living with downtown vampire. Yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire. That's my baby's name. Vampire, you cold. Scaring me to death.
Well, that's it for our show, kiddies. We just finished up with some Bobby Bear with Vampira from 1958. We started things off, though, with Gin Gillette with Train to Satanville, a single off the Musk Econ label, 1961. Blue Oyster Cult, Godzilla. The Shandells with Go Go Gorilla. Lord Luther and the Kingsmen with I Was a Teenage Creature. Somerville's very own Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers with Monster Mash from 1962. I have one song left to play for you. I hope you enjoyed this week's Halloween special. I should be back in 2 weeks. And I should be on Wave Radio Boston Saturday. All right, enough of me. I'm going to have Richard O'Brien close out the show for you. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO in Medvid, 91.5 FM. Be careful of the trick-or-treaters tonight. They're scary.
It's astounding, time is fleeting, madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. Where is the velvet crust? It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's
on your hips.